Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michel. In the history of the Pulitzer Prize in Music, which has been given since 1943, no woman was named a winner until 1983. Since that year, there have been two others. Let's begin with that first woman composer to win a Pulitzer, Ellen Tafe Zwillich, and the winning piece, her Symphony No. 1. Miss Zwillich was named the 1999 Composer of the Year by Musical America. Currently, she holds the composer's chair at Carnegie Hall, where she once spent a season working as an usher. Born in Miami, Florida in 1939, she learned to play piano, trumpet, and violin, her principal instrument. She began composing at the age of 10 and later wrote music for her high school band. She studied music at Florida State University and at Juilliard with Elliot Carter and Roger Sessions. As a violinist, she was a member of the American Symphony Orchestra under Leopold Stokowski. In speaking about her music, Ellen Zwillich says she is interested in an organic approach to musical form, in the elaboration of large-scale works from the initial material. And almost all of her pieces, this particular way of writing has fascinated her, and she keeps doing it in different ways with every piece. She combines modern principles of continuous variation with older principles, such as melodic recurrence and clearly defined areas of contrast. And she writes with an insider's love of the color of the orchestra and the virtuosity and artistry of its players, which I understand is very much appreciated by the people who play her music. Symphony No. 1 was written before Miss Zwillich received a commission for it, although that did come later from the American Composers Orchestra and the National Endowment for the Arts. Everything in the work arises from the melodic and harmonic implications of the first 15 bars. All the most complex harmonies come from piling third upon third upon third. The traditional and the non-traditional are mixed in Zwillich's music. The second movement is a song form, but with an important part for vibraphone and an eloquent cantabile solo for tuba. Bells keep tolling the music home. The last movement is a rondo in which the returning material retains its chameleon capacity for continuous development and for surprise. Let's hear it now, the 1983 Pulitzer Prize-winning piece, Symphony No. 1 of Ellen Tafe Zwillich, performed by the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra, John Nelson, conductor.